Hello, and welcome to show number 2541 of Eyes on Success, a weekly program empowering the visually impaired with expert advice, personal stories, and the latest in technology and accessibility. I'm Nancy Goodman-Torpy.
And I'm Pete Torpy.
Voice mode is now on.
Can you tell me what page I'm on?
You are currently on the Welcome to Eyes on Success homepage. I see a heading that says, Welcome to Eyes on Success, and it seems to be an introduction to a weekly podcast for the visually impaired.
And that is a quick example of how the CoBrowse AI agent can be used on a website.
Now, artificial intelligence can simplify online shopping and other web interactions for people with vision loss. We'll talk with Patrick Long, co-founder of the accessible InnoSearch AI shopping service, about their new CoBrowse AI agent, which uses interactive voice-controlled commands and reasoning to make e-commerce sites and other online experiences more accessible for everybody. But first, for a tip of the week. This week's tip comes from Patrick Long.
All right, so my tip. Basically, when talking with AI, keep in mind that context is very important. So you need to give it all the possible context of what you're looking for, and then it will spit out a response. Now, you may not be happy with the initial response. You can continue to have a conversation with the AI to refine what you're sharing, and it will continually spit out new responses until you're at a point where you're happy with what you're seeing. So my tip would be continue to chat with it, iterate with it until you get to something you like.
And kind of treat it like you're interacting with a person. Sometimes there are clarifications as the conversation progresses and people need new information. So just be natural. Support for Eyes on Success is provided by
the Forsyth Entrepreneurial Center at the Chicago Lighthouse, whose 2025 Business Enterprise Competition will provide one blind entrepreneur with up to $25,000 in seed money and a plan to turn their business idea into reality. For more information, visit www.chicagolighthouse.org/FEC.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
Let's start by meeting Patrick and learning about what InnoSearch AI does.
Today's guest has been on Eyes on Success before, but today he has some new topics of interest, which our listeners will enjoy hearing about. So, Patrick, for people who may not remember you from last time, perhaps you can introduce yourself and tell a little bit about what you do.
Sure. Hi, everybody. My name is Patrick Long. I'm one of the co-founders of InnoSearch AI, and we build accessible digital services for the blind and low vision. We do everything from making shopping very accessible to booking flights. And now most recently, we've expanded to food and grocery. So now you can have accessible experiences when looking for, you know, your favorite grocery store or restaurant.
We had you and your co-founder, Brian Vuong, on the show about a year ago, and we will have you back on the show in a month or two to talk about what's new in InnoSearch.
Perhaps you can give people a quick summary of what InnoSearch is. You described it as an accessible shopping service, but it is particularly well-suited to people who are visually impaired, right?
Yeah, we build an experience specifically tailored to the blind and low vision, and how we do that is we really simplify the browsing experience. So typically when you go on sites like Walmart or whatever your favorite retailer is online, you'll find a lot of images, a lot of pop-ups, a lot of unlabeled items, right? And it really throws off your screen reader. Or in the case, if you're using a magnifier, there may be pop-ups or animations that make that browsing experience very challenging, right? Also, websites go through a lot of updates from time to time. So if for some reason you've mastered one layout, it will change on you after some time. So, you know, it's a big, steep learning curve and very challenging and very inaccessible. So what we've done at InnoSearch is we've rebuilt that experience from the ground up. We've made it very simple for you to access. We remove all the noise, like ads, and we add important things like alt text descriptions to all the images. You can actually chat with an image and learn more about each product before you purchase it. So it's very much tuned to the experiences that the blind and low vision are looking for.
And as a person who uses a screen reader, I can certainly attest to the fact that it is a lot easier to use with a screen reader than most other shopping sites.
Eyes on Success connects corporate sponsors with visually impaired listeners around the world.
More information about becoming a sponsor can be found at www.sponsor.eyesonsuccess.net.
This week's focus topic is the new CoBrowz AI agent, which uses interactive voice-controlled commands and reasoning to make e-commerce sites and other online experiences more accessible for everyone, especially for people who need to use magnification and/or a screen reader.
We'll be talking more about InnoSearch later this year and some of the new enhancements you've introduced to the site. But for this episode, we want to focus on CoBrowz. And this is an AI agent, as I understand it. And I thought before we talk about the details of CoBrowz and what it is, where it came from, maybe you can describe to our listeners what an AI agent is.
Yeah, an AI agent basically is agentic. That's a buzzword now they're using. An AI that can basically do a task for you independently. So basically, it has its own reasoning, its own intelligence in a sense. And basically, once you tell it something, it can do the reasoning like a real person, come up with the appropriate steps, quote unquote, think, right, and take the best course of action for you.
Now, I know you've integrated this onto the InnoSearch website. There is a button that says CoBrowz up there. Walk us through the experience on your site and what all happens here.
Yeah, so CoBrowz basically is a voice AI enhancement over the original chatbot. So you guys might have experienced there was already an AI chatbot on InnoSearch where you could ask it questions, you know, get clarifications. But now we're taking it one step further by now calling it CoBrowz. It's basically like a browsing buddy, a sighted friend, if you will, next to you that could help you along as you're navigating InnoSearch. You can literally tell CoBrowz with your voice exactly what you want. You can just say, help me buy the best bang for the buck headphones, right? Then it will come up with a list of steps, right? It might say, navigate to shop, type in the search box, headphones, download the list of headphones, organize it from most expensive to least expensive. Find one in the middle that has a review of greater than 4.5 stars. So it will, on its own, come up with that list of steps and then get to that end result for you and make that presentation. So this new type of AI agent has this ability to reason. And obviously, there are more complex things, obviously, it cannot do yet. But, you know, it's getting to the point where it can really amaze you with the stuff it can come up with.
Presumably before it does the final step of actually purchasing what you asked it to purchase, it gives you the opportunity to approve or tweak the end result.
Yes, absolutely. Things that are very sensitive, like credit card information or completing of a purchase, we do not let the AI take those actions. Right? Those actions still will need to be approved by the human, right? Safety is very much very important for us. Privacy, security of the user's data, and all that will be still done in the more traditional method.
So people shouldn't be too afraid of using this.
That's right. Absolutely.
Let's hear what the CoBrowz experience is like with a demo Patrick created using it on the Eyes on Success website. In preparing this demo to include it in our podcast, we shrank a lot of blank spaces in which you would have had to wait to hear the co-brow's responses, typically from 8 to 10 seconds, and we shrank them down to 1 or 2 seconds.
Voice mode is now on.
Can you tell me what page I'm on?
You are currently on the Welcome to Eyes on Success homepage. I see a heading that says, Welcome to Eyes on Success, and it seems to be an introduction to a weekly podcast for the visually impaired.
Oh, very interesting. Can you tell me what the latest show was about?
I see that this week's show is titled 2534 From Overseas Friends to Soulmates, and it was released on August 20th, 2025. It's about a blind couple, Judy and Chris Jones, who reconnected years after meeting as children, had a long-distance courtship, and got married. They talk about their journey through cross-cultural moves, parenting, and overcoming challenges together. There's also an image next to the description, which is a stick figure cartoon drawing of a man and a woman, both with heart-shaped heads and dark glasses.
That is super cool. What else can I do on the Eyes on Success webpage?
You can do quite a few things on this page. You can navigate to different sections using the links at the top, archive, listen, support, resources, about us, and contact. For the current show, you can listen to the podcast episode or view the show notes. There's a search bar where you can look for past shows by entering a keyword, show number, or guest. You can also support Eyes on Success by clicking a PayPal button or visiting their support page for more details. Finally, at the bottom of the page, you'll find links to their social media pages like Facebook, X, formerly Twitter, YouTube, and iTunes, as well as an email address to contact the host.
Can you take me to the page where I can see prior episodes?
Okay, I'll work on that for you. Can you take me to the page where I can see prior episodes? To see prior episodes, I will click on the Archive link in the navigation bar. Great, the last action was successful and we are on the new page.
Tell me about the most recent shows. Can you summarize the first few?
I see a list of shows from the current year. Here's a summary of the most recent ones, starting with the one after From Overseas Friends to Soulmates. 2533 Moving On and Moving In, August 13, 2025. This episode discusses the unique challenges blind individuals face when moving to a new home and community. The hosts share tips and suggestions for choosing accessible communities, navigating unfamiliar spaces, and important mobility techniques for safety and independence. 2532 Tactile Cubing, August 6, 2025. This show features Paul Martz, author of a book on speed solving a Rubik's Cube while blind.
And so forth.
Take me to Moving On and Moving In. I want to listen to that podcast episode.
Okay, I'll work on that for you. Take me to Moving On and Moving In. I want to listen to that podcast episode. I will now click on the link for the podcast episode 2533 Moving On and Moving In, August 13, 2025, to start playing it. I have clicked on the link for the podcast episode 2533 Moving On and Moving In, August 13, 2025. The podcast should now be playing for you.
I was wondering what the relationship between InnerSearch and co-browse is, because I've seen co-browse being used on other sites to make them similarly accessible.
Yeah, so the way we were thinking of it, and this actually has been pretty recent, and it came from our own customers' feedback. So I'll tell you the genesis of it. Some of our users, blind, low vision people, have really enjoyed shopping on InnoSearch, and they've seen a lot of the tools that we've built, right? Like the AI chatbot, or just a simplified browsing experience, removing a lot of those pop-ups, videos, ads. They really enjoyed it, and they started to talk about it, right? Just like this podcast, a lot of people started to share and talk about it. And some of these e-commerce businesses caught wind. And they actually messaged us on the side saying, hey, I've been hearing a lot about InnoSearch and what you guys have done. And a lot of the blind and low vision community seem to really love it. In fact, one of my close friends who's leading one of these nonprofits told me about you guys. And is there anything we can do together? Because, you know, I'm using some other accessibility products right now and, you know, it's not really working. right? A lot of people don't like it, or it's not doing what it's intended to do. So can we do something together, right? And that sort of, you know, got my entrepreneurial wheel spinning along with Brian. And now that's why we've been exploring business, right? Trying to bring white labeled solutions to not just, you know, e-commerce sites, but I think any business, right? That puts a strong emphasis on accessibility. A lot of the solutions and learnings, technologies we've built at InnoSearch can be brought to them. So that's part of the reason why you've been seeing co-browse pop up at various websites.
So in other words, you're offering this as a service to other websites to make their sites more usable and accessible by a greater range of people, including the visually impaired.
That's right. Yeah, our way, we think this can really help because the feedback so far has been pretty good and supportive of what we're doing. And I think as future versions come out, I think AI will only be smarter. The reasoning model will only continue to improve. And we think this can really help, you know, make sites easier to use.
I'm kind of curious, what's involved in making one of these AI agents?
Yeah, so Brian is the mastermind genius behind it all. He's the one that has built the reasoning model and basically fine-tuned the existing foundational models like those of OpenAI and Google to build InnoSearches. But I can tell you that installation process is super easy, right? So on the back end, there may be a lot of complexity in the code, but installation, that is super easy. It's literally one line of JavaScript code. And once you add that into the body of your website, you can very easily now have all the functions of co-browse.
So if someone wants to add this onto their website, it really is easy. They just contact you and say, I'd like to use this co-browse service. You send them a line of code and bingo, people can talk to their website and have the agent go through and navigate their site and take actions on their behalf. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's right. So the co-browse AI will train itself on your entire website, right? It'll crawl it, train it on all the stuff that you've put onto it, and then it'll have a voice AI. So you can chat with it, and it can also navigate your entire site.
You don't give this service away for free, do you?
So we're running a promotion. So we're giving a significant discount for certain partners. And so, yeah, just reach out to us if you have an interest. For us, we have a great passion in accessibility, obviously, from all the stuff we've built for InnoSearch. And we just want to get this out and into more hands, right? I really believe in its potential. There's just so much AI can do for accessibility. So if you're interested in what this is, you'd like to learn more, I'm sure there's something we can work out together so that you can have this product.
This is sort of like the dawn of AI agents. And I'm wondering, maybe you can talk a little bit about what these AI agents are capable of now, what their limitations are, and where you expect this to go in the future.
Yeah, so I really think AI is going to enhance visual accessibility, right? And I'll just give you a few examples that I know works really well with co-browse. And I, you know, ultimately think these things will pretty much be guaranteed, right, going forward. So one is alt text and media descriptions, right? So in the past, alt text was a huge pain for websites, right? It had to be handwritten. It's sort of tedious, right, to put them all in, and a lot of websites just omit it, right? But now with AI, well, maybe 6 months ago, AI would be just generating these alt text images, right? They can create one version of alt text. And basically, if you weren't happy with it, that's too bad, right? This is what it is, right? But with the advent of a lot of these agentic agents and AI just getting even more powerful, right now you can actually interact with the image, right? You can chat with it. You can ask it further questions, right? Maybe there are certain preferences that you'd like to see, right? For example, if you're a blind, low vision person and tactile things are really important to you, right? How something feels. Or if you're shopping, right? Whether or not there's tactile buttons is really important to you. So now you could personalize your AI. So as you're browsing, right? There's always a stronger focus on tactile things. So if you're buying a sweater, for example, the AI will describe the image in a way where, you know, there's a focus on how it feels, the texture, you know, how it's woven together. I think the possibilities are just immense, right? And just next level, not just a simple alt text like before, gray cashmere sweater, right? But now we can really get into the details of how it's woven together, how it looks like, you know, how you might want to wear it out on a certain occasion. Just the details are just so much more. So that's just alt text, right? But there's tons of other things like, you know, I mean, I could just go down the list, right? Things like captions, you know, getting better ways of understanding text, right? You could have it rewrite something in a way that, you know, is more simple, more easy to understand, right? Just the possibilities are just limitless.
You talked about customizing these AI agents and AI in general to do certain things. And what I think is interesting is some of these AI tools are customized for visually impaired people. I know when I use generic AI tools such as Gemini and ChatGPT, et cetera, and I ask it to describe a picture, I get a certain description back. And, you know, usually they're pretty good. They're reasonably accurate. But when I ask a tool such as Be My Eyes, which has been customized to give answers appropriate for visually impaired people, I get a much more satisfying picture of what the image is like. And I guess since your website is geared toward the visually impaired, you can kind of do that customization and personalization to a certain degree for the types of users that you expect.
Yeah, I mean, you said it perfectly. I mean, basically there's so much more customization and depth to every answer, right? Like, it's not just a gray sweater, right? It can go really into the depth of the feeling of it, how it might look like on a certain day. You know, it could describe, you know, the emotions it might invoke, right? It can go into just so much more color than, you know, something in the past where, you know, it's a black mouse or it's a gray sweater, right? It's so simple.
Right. And that's certainly something that a sighted person, they'd be able to kind of see the texture, see the colors. And you wouldn't have to describe that to a sighted person, but a blind person, they wouldn't get that overview from a generic AI tool. So that's kind of cool that you can do that.
Yep, absolutely.
So where do you think you're going next with CoBrowse?
So for us, we feel that CoBrowse can be really enhancing digital accessibility, right? So I think right now there are certain flows that CoBrowse is very good at, right? It's very good at, for example, finding resources on a web page, looking for, say, contact information, right? And right now, the way CoBrowse works, it browses a single page very well. But when trying to navigate multiple pages or going deep, many layers of a website for longer websites, for example, there's some struggle. In the AI, right, the reasoning model is not advanced to the point where it could navigate a website many pages deep, right? So for us, we want to continually improve on the CoBrowse technology, continue to make it more robust. And also some of the things that I had mentioned, right, like alt text descriptions, media descriptions, captions, summaries, making the agentic AI even more robust to be able to do more tasks. And also, you know, making the websites even more simple, right? If you wanted to interact, personalize your experience, you can. So I would say CoBrowse right now is working. It's great. We want to level it up, right? And make it even better, right? And be able to do even more tasks. And at the end of the day, hopefully our dream would be that this could really level up digital accessibility and help make the experience where those who are blind, low vision, and those who are sighted have absolutely the same experience. No difference at all.
It is really nice to see how you guys have progressed in just the past year with all the additions you've made to InnerSearch, but you've added lots of enhancements and new tools, and now this CoBrowse capability. And it's great to see how you're leveraging these tools that you have to be more broadly used by people outside of InnerSearch. And I congratulate you on doing that.
Yeah, thank you so much for the support and just giving us the opportunity to share with your audience.
And one more special note for our listeners. We just wanted to let you know that we'll soon be integrating the CoBrowse AI agent onto the Eyes on Success website to make it easier for you to look for and play episodes. So look for that coming soon. We'll have more information in future episodes. And if you are interested in getting CoBrowse onto your site, just contact Patrick. His contact information is in the show notes, and tell them that Eyes on Success sent you.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
Now for this week's final item, how to learn more about InnoSearch AI and their new CoBrowse AI agent and how to contact them.
Well, Patrick, if people want to know more about InnoSearch or CoBrowse, where would you send them?
You can check out InnoSearch at InnoSearch, I-N-N-O, search, S-E-A-R-C-H dot A-I. We have a business page there. It's just InnoSearch.ai/business. And yeah, let us know what you think. If there's any interest in CoBrowse or even any of our services, we'd love to chat. We're always looking for new partners, new people to give it a try, spread the word. So yeah, just let us know. You can email us at support, S-U-P-P-O-R-T, at InnoSearch.ai. Or you can just message me personally. I'm Patrick at InnoSearch.ai.
And of course, you can find all of that information in the show notes associated with this episode, which is episode 2541.
That's it for today's show. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about the Forsyth Center Business Competition. It's back. We'll be speaking with Colleen Wunderlich, Vice President of Partnerships at the Forsyth Entrepreneurial Center, which is now with the Chicago Lighthouse for the Blind. Previously, it was with Hadley, but they have reorganized. Their business competition is a forum for aspiring entrepreneurs to present their business plans and compete for cash prizes to help jumpstart promising ventures.
We hope to catch you next week for that episode.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
You can access the full archive of previous shows, subscribe to the podcast, and much more by going to our website, www.eyesonsuccess.net. If you have questions about anything you've heard on the show or have suggestions for future shows, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
Thank you for listening and have a nice day.